Radio Prague News.
Swiss prosecutors have accused seven people of money laundering and other crimes related to an unspecified Czech energy firm. Only registered companies will be allowed to grow medical cannabis under a proposal to legalize the use of marijuana in medicine. And a new poll suggests growing support for the senior coalition's Civic Democrats. The Swiss federal prosecution in Bern has accused seven people of money laundering and other financial crimes related to the privatization of an unspecified Czech energy firm, the Czech news agency ČTK reported on Monday. Most of the accused are Czech, according to the AFP news agency. The charges are most likely linked to the case of the dubious privatization of the brown coal mining company Mostecká uhelná, today renamed Czech Coal, which Swiss prosecutors have been investigating since 2005. There are suspicions that the 1998 acquisition of the company could have been paid for by money which should have been set aside for recultivation of former mining sites, but found its way into foreign bank accounts. Only registered firms will be allowed to grow medical cannabis, according to a proposal by an expert group working on a bill to legalize the use of marijuana in medicine. A member of the group told reporters on Monday that abuse of medical marijuana should be prevented by registering its users. It will still be legal for individuals to grow cannabis plants for their own use. The group proposes medical cannabis should be grown in the country as well as imported from abroad. Marijuana-based substances should be covered by health insurance. The Czech government should discuss the new bill in December. A new survey by the STEM agency released on Monday suggests growing support for the coalition's Civic Democrats. Although the opposition Social Democrats in October maintained their lead with 25.3% of support, the right-wing Civic Democrats enjoyed a support of 15.7%, up to 12.9% in the previous month. Only two other parties would make it to the lower house, the coalition Topo 9 with 9.3% and the opposition Communists with 11.2% of voters' support. Czech doctors and nurses' trade unions on Monday gave the government an ultimatum to deliver on its promise of raising their salaries. If the health minister does not provide guarantees for 10% raise in salaries of health workers in 2012 by the 5th of November, union leaders say they will launch a new round of protests. For his part, Health Minister Leoš Heger said it was not his intention to back down on the pay rise. Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová on Monday moved up a notch to career-high world number 3 in the WTA's ranking following her victory at the Linz tournament last week. The 21-year-old Wimbledon champion switched places with Victoria Azarenka from Belarus, whom she'll play in the first round of the WTA Championships in Istanbul on Tuesday. The number one among Czech men, Tomáš Berdych, remains at 7th place of the ATP rankings. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be mostly overcast with rain and fog in places. Daytime highs should range between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.